Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabumi. In the Foreign Minister's annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday, he conveyed that Indonesia has consistently been a pioneer of change, part of the solution, and a bridge of differences. Previously, President Prabowo Subianto pointed out that the peace will only be created if the world community works together, according to Minister Sugiono. Under President Prabowo Subianto's administration, Indonesia will place itself on the world stage as a great country, a trusted partner, and a good neighbor.
Dalam konteks ini, maka diplomasi.
In this context, Indonesia's diplomacy is not only responsive to crisis, but also must be anticipatory, progressive, and visionary. Diplomacy prioritizes human values, unity, alignment with the welfare of the people, and justice for all. In other words, diplomacy that comes from the noble values of the nation is stated in Pancasila and Astacita as its strategic guideline.
Kesejahteraan rakyat dan keadilan bagi semua. Dengan kata lain, diplomasi yang berasal dari nilai-nilai luhur bangsa seperti yang tercantum dalam Pancasila dan Astacita sebagai panduan strategisnya.
Moreover, Minister Sugiono further said that a number of concrete steps have been and will be realized through active diplomacy carried out by Indonesia. He gave an example: Indonesia is committed to independence and strengthening of national resources. Therefore, Indonesia diplomacy will be directed to support the realization of the government programs in the field of improving the quality of human resources and HR investment in the field of national resilience, food independence, and energy independence, and the creation of state sovereignty. Moving on to the second news, Indonesia strengthens of protection of Indonesian citizens. Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono at the Minister of Foreign Affairs annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday revealed that protection of Indonesian citizens, especially migrant workers abroad, is a top priority in Indonesia's diplomacy.
Setiap warga negara Indonesia dimanapun mereka berada.
Every Indonesian citizen, wherever he or she is, must feel the presence of protection of the state. This also includes Indonesian migrant workers abroad. The Indonesian government is grateful to migrant workers around the world. Amid various challenges, they continue to work hard for their families in their homeland. Therefore, the issues of protecting Indonesian citizens abroad is an absolute in Indonesian diplomacy.
Mereka terus bekerja keras bagi keluarganya di tanah air. Untuk itu, isu pelindungan warga negara Indonesia di luar negeri merupakan sesuatu yang mutlak dalam diplomasi Indonesia.
Besides, Minister Sugiono also pointed out that one concrete example is the effort to release Indonesian citizens from the death penalty, which has been followed up with concrete policies from the Minister of Foreign Affairs. He added that Indonesia will work with relevant ministry to create a comprehensive protection system for Indonesian migrant workers from the registration stage to their placement in the destination country. And that was Newsline.
sisi hingga saat kau dengannya. Kadang ku menangis. Tetaplah diriku di sini, masih seperti yang dulu. Ku temui kau pun kembali untuk bersama.
extraordinary landscape of the largest crater lake in the world thrives a glorious civilization in North Sumatra. People live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape. With a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature . Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent. Mystifying rituals.
Thank you.
Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural Mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Besar hati bila
Setiap kali ku dengar namamu, masih aku bertanya, adakah di hatinya walau sedikit saja.
Ragu makin indah.
Dunia
membuka mata hati. Getar-getar cinta
semakin dalam ku rasa. Lagi sempurni.
Na-na-na-na
I feel wonderful, oh. disebut ala rocker, Atik sendiri dijuluki sebagai penyanyi rock. Dan dia menolak. Atik memang lebih pas kita sebut sebagai pelantun lagu-lagu pop progresif. Figur si boy, fenomena dari gaya anak muda masa kini, jadi tema lagunya kali ini.
saja ku relakan semua harapanku di waktu terakhirku berdua bersamamu yang tak benar juga untuk menjadi satu.
Jaya di lautan para
those who are victorious at the sea is the first millennium where the Indonesian people were Malays, none of Chinese fulfilled. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Kalau istilah PVC itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitar tahun 1830-an,
1840-an. Here around the 19th century and around 1830 to 40. And it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or cat catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Blitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east, so the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the PVC sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar PVC.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term PVC became known in the 1950s.
Istilah PVC itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya pada tahun.
The term PVC generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Soekarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, the question still arose about what PVC boat is, because the term PVC was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the reports of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari tongpong, there was palari tongpong. The term PVC started being known in the 80s, especially after the PVC was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which...
Thank you so much, board listener, and RRN and Veer for accompanying me in this two-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion, and also information to our social media and Facebook account, the Voice of Indonesia. Twitter can at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. Thank you so much for listener. My name is Ray and all the curse from Voice of Indonesia signing out. And please enjoy our feature, Finishing.
Previously called palari were then called finisi. So the term finisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the finisi no longer existed.
Pertama setelah ada finisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ di Singapura misalnya, pau-pau yang sebelumnya dinamakan palari itu mulai dinamakan pinisi. Jadi istilah pinisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya pinisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
people's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word pinisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motor and Indonesian sailing boat, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of. When PVC Nusantara was brought to Vancouver, and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term PVC was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word PVC to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
istilah pinisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata pinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu apa namanya ya, suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia. Karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Finisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi, 85 dari tim.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied it yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir. If you still need more people. Then he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters. He said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also four people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 doubled sails called Finisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Finisi di Banyuwangi ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu kan Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Finnish ship was built originally from Arab Lukumba, Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any Finnish drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana, dan di segi pengalaman saja, nah, dia kuat dan seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan pensinya 1 tahun lebih.
With the Finisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2.5 months, has been like this with 2 units, with 25 people working. Yes, ironwood, BC wood and thick wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of
wood. Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk pasir tulang. Decknya ini kayu jati. Alhamdulillah. Papan tiap papannya disusun, kesatu-satu, Sampai lebih.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub, this is lowered, then the mat is made, the mat is then put on the hose where the mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Kali sering, kali tian, nampak buatan, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making finishing sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts. One di Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about family or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu
there is one thing that is absent of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatatalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Finisi in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Arab people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Kata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 tons more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as sailboat. If you install one small part wrongly, the sailboat won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not fit. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not fail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most...
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the meantime. President Prabowo Subianto seeks fisheries and coal downstreaming acceleration. Indonesia urges Israel's account.